So don't get confused, everybody. Don't get confused. It's bad enough and hard enough not to get confused during the Omer in terms of how many weeks and days it is. Today is day number 31 in the counting of the Omer, right? 31, 4 weeks, 3 days. Tonight is going to be 32, right before we get to Lag BaOmer tomorrow night. And normally on 32, because 32 in numeric value in Hebrew is lev, heart, our good friend Dr. Mark every single year comes on the air with us on Lev BaOmer to give a little bit of a heart-healthy tip and encourage everybody to stop our evil ways when it comes to how we treat our heart and be a little friendlier to it. And people have taken notice, and I hope it's helped people change their habits. I know having a friend like Dr. Mark certainly makes me think twice or three times before taking on certain things and certain menus. But anyway, today, again, is 31, but because tonight is Lev BaOmer, and obviously on Shabbos we're not on the air, we've invited Dr. Mark to join us this morning. Dr. Mark Singer, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so very much, happy Erev Lev BaOmer to all the listeners.
Happy Erev Lev BaOmer. By the way, Dr. Mark and I want to take this opportunity to extend to our family member, Yehuda Siegel, a big mazel tov, because his ufruf is this Shabbos, Parshas Bahar. Dr. Mark, I know that you, like I, want to wish Yehuda the best, he and his kala, and the big ufruf is being celebrated in Jerusalem this Shabbat, so mazel tov to the entire Siegel family.
We both wish we could be there right now.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And I'm looking forward to seeing them next week, please God, and celebrating with them. And I remind our listeners that Mayor Fertig will be here Memorial Day and Thursday and Friday of next week. We'll broadcast from Jerusalem, please God, on Tuesday and Wednesday. So every year you have the responsibility, Dr. Mark, once Pesach arrives, to start thinking of an angle, start thinking of a pitch, start thinking of a way to get to people's heart about heart healthiness. Lev BaOmer is tonight. That's why we do it every single year. What could you tell our community, the vast listenership this morning, a community that doesn't always find it easy to follow the strict rules that one must follow if they're going to be as heart healthy as possible? What is your message on this Erev Lev BaOmer?
Well, I thought we would take something a little bit different. Obviously, the idea about not being sedentary. This week's parsha, of course, talking about Vishav Saha Aretz. The land is allowed to lay fallow and rest. We should not. We should be active and not take a lesson. But I thought since you are traveling, please God, next week for Simcha, we talk about the little things that are important to simulate, to pay attention when you are traveling. Because you don't always have access to what you used to have when you need it.
That's true.
And what kind of information is important to any doctor that you may run into that when you can't communicate, what's important background information? In the land of 2024, we were hoping all medical records would be available to everyone on one simple platform. That hasn't happened. We looked at the chips that would be on a card that you can travel with you. I'm not sure if that really has happened yet. So what's important information that you should have either on your cell phone, accessible to anyone, what a doctor needs if you can't communicate? Simlave, pay attention. What we would call the medical ice in case of emergency information. First of all, an important emergency contact. Who can be contacted if they have to give information or background about you? Who is your emergency physician? What medications do you take? That's an important list because if you're already on something, they'll have it give it to you or if there's an interaction. Right. What images do you need to keep with you on your phone? We've gone over the last 15, 20 years. If you have anything abnormal, say, on your cardiogram, you want to be able to show it to a doctor in an emergency room wherever you are. I used to tell people to keep a copy folded in their wallet or purse. Then it got reduced and shrunk to the size of a credit card. And nowadays, I tell people to take a picture of your EKG and keep it on your phone if it's abnormal. Or some other way that it can be communicated. List of allergies is very important. List of doctors, medical ailments, prior surgeries. And finally, a pretty useful bit of information, what blood type do you have?
Wow. I never thought of this. That's a great. And by the way, I would add also insurance cards, because you never know where you're traveling where they would accept some portion of your insurance payment.
Right. I would hope that payment is the least important for a doctor. I'm not quite sure. But these are very bits of important information that needs to be communicated in case of emergency where there's time sensitivity and decisions need to be made.
Amazing. And there are so many cases, and I'm sure you've seen this unfortunately too many times, there's so many cases where in order to save somebody or to really, you know, to stop whatever ailment they're being afflicted with, immediately they're given certain medications and then they find out, or the doctors find out, that, you know, what they gave doesn't interact well with what they're on. And that could be a really, really dangerous situation, and certainly something that's regretted in retrospect. So that list, I mean, look, everything you just said is important, but the list of medications, I don't think people realize how important it is, and that's just one of the reasons why.
Right. The most frustrating thing that's told to me in certain settings is, Doc, I take this little pink pill. Doesn't do me any good whatsoever.
There are a lot of little pink pills.
Exactly.
And they each have a name. None of us could pronounce them, but someone like Dr. Mark can, that I could tell you. Heart healthy tips, and in this case, everybody, some practical advice. Dr. Mark says make sure to have on you all this information if possible, and certainly images. It's so easy now to keep pictures on your phone, all these images and actual photos that'll be helpful to a doctor who's not familiar with your case. All of it could be priceless. I mean, I can only imagine how different a doctor in an ER feels when they're meeting a stranger and they've got all this background information. It's a completely different type of case for them.
Sure, it makes it not that much easier to know what underlying conditions there are. The thing you want to do is have someone looking for an appendix that's not there.
Right. Good point. Wow. All right. Really important. And the more information, the better. It's as simple as, I mean, you've outlined the really important stuff, but whatever people want to add, the more, the better, right?
Right. The key is to have it accessible, either in a folder or maybe in an app itself, just to have it easily obtainable or have someone who can easily find it and give it over.
And all this, everybody, could literally save your heart and or your life. If, God forbid, you're in an emergency or to any type of medical situation. Lave Baomer is tonight, and Dr. Mark Singer always joins us with some heart-healthy tips, and in this case, some really practical stuff. Dr. Mark, anything else you'd like to add on this?
I guess I can wish everyone now a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.
A good Shabbos, right. Both Lave Baomer and Lag Baomer, why not? Thanks, Dr. Mark. Always a pleasure. Shabbat shalom. There he is, Dr. Mark Singer. Man knows about the heart, but he also has an incredible. I mean, I know this firsthand. He gives incredible attention to the nuts and bolts, the practical stuff you need, the medications, the information, etc., that one needs in order to really make life easier on their own doctor and on a doctor you're meeting for the very first time. More coming up. You're listening to a Friday morning Erev Shabbos. You're listening to JM in the AM.